Good afternoon. My name is Marc Lajeunesse. I am president of Agri Research International. We are, let me see, to go shift like this. Perfect. We're located in Orlando, Florida. This is where we have our worldwide headquarters. We are a research company, but we also manufacture, after researching, we manufacture different products, organic products for crops in general. We have a branch in upstate New York in Geneva, close to Cornell University, and we're opening a new facility in Reno, Nevada. We're in Costa Rica and South America. We're in 17 countries. So just want to let you know a little bit of what we do and how we do our product development. We have different divisions in agriculture, food, animal nutrition, industrial, and turf. I would bore you with a three-hour presentation if I would skip. If I would just press the button that says introduction to microbiology. So I will not go there. I just want to tell you our approach, general approach to R&D. I want to talk a little bit about TimeGuard, which came through a lot of R&D. The biological division that we have, we do our own biologic product. Wheat Slayer, a brand new organic herbicide, which is replacing a lot of the glyphosate that's out there. And Time to Clean, which is the food safety part of our company. So when our approach to R&D is a... we could call it the OLIST. We observe, so we do a lot of observation out in the field. We don't do like large companies that I will not name that just go out there and try to push molecules to people that probably don't even work. We listen to what the growers have as issues. If they have a potato issue, we listen to them. We observe a lot. We talk to them, and we see what we have in our portfolio of products and see how we can improve upon what we already have. We investigate a lot before we launch a product. We want to make sure that it multi-phases. And since we're in 17 different countries, we have to make sure that whatever we do applies to several soils and weather and temperature. We source the raw ingredient, and we also make a lot of them ourselves. And then we blend and test, and then we launch the market. A little bit of story behind TimeGuard. TimeGuard is a broad-spectrum bactericide, fungicide. It's made out of thyme oil extract. So you'll see some thyme oil products out there. They are oils, and the oil is a big molecule, and it's not systemic. What we did with our product is look at the finest molecule possible to make it sure that the product is systemic and will go through the plant. And we'll show you a little bit later how we make this happen. So it has insect repellency for 20 days. It's a very, very low application, a quarter of 1%. It's phytotoxic if you apply at 2%. As a matter of fact, at one point we looked at using it as a herbicide because it's really, it kills everything in about 3 to 5%. It's phytotoxic, but it would become too expensive. And what we do in order to get to the market quickly is our products don't require EPA registration. So EPA has a list of product called 25B that allows us, if all of our raw ingredients are on that list, either an inert or an active, then we are exempt. We register in every state. So TimeGuard is registered in all the states, United States, probably 40 states right now. And they use an ingredient that's part of Listerine. So this is the product. Now you can breathe it. It's non-toxic for human, but definitely it's lethal to a bacteria or any kind of fungus. We've done a lot of testing at University of Florida, CRDF, that's a Citrus Research and Development Foundation, and Cornell University, among others. So growers use, in general, TimeGuard for powdery mildew, downy mildew, citrus canker, the HLB. It's considered right now the only bactericide that will actually control HLB. A lot of citrus growers are using it in Florida, some in California, and Central America. Fire blight on apple, great product. It will go in the plant and stay there for about 20 days. So if you apply it in the apple tree at the end of the year, last spray of the year, you'll make sure that there's no fire blight in the spring. Tomato disease, bacterial spot, early blight. Two years ago now, we've encountered an issue in Costa Rica. They were afraid of the Panama disease for banana. It's Procerium 4th generation. It's in China, in the Philippines, in Australia. And just 3 weeks ago, it was discovered now in Colombia. Dole found the Fresern 4 generation in their farm, and it's panic. panic time now because it's finally in South America and it will spread. And once it's there, it takes 20 years to eradicate. We are the only product right now that can control that disease. Unfortunately, as usual, a lot of growers just wait for the thing to happen before they react. And now it's too late. It's out in their field, and they don't know they're going to get rid of it, so obviously TimeGuard is there for them. This presentation is very lengthy, so I'll try to shrink it, because I looked at the schedule. It said 12:30 to 1:45, and I'm like, oh my God, I got an hour and 15 minutes to talk, but I didn't realize there were three of us. So I'll just go a little bit quicker. So this is the structure of a molecule, the way it works. Timol is one of the ingredients in the thyme oil. Carvacrol is another one. Same molecule, except the OH is on top. There's thymine and terpene. That's why it's also a great insecticide. Mode of action? Well, cell wall membrane disturbance, and that's what we do when we research. I know you guys are probably here to know more about how we develop products than probably to know how they work, but it's what it does. ATP loss due to disturbed membrane. We disturb the membrane. You'll see that in the other slide. That's the way the product works. This is a bacteria, and we go to the protein channel. So that's why there's no resistance, like many chemical products, where you will see a bacteria will come and it will become resistant to a lot of chemical products. This one, we go to the protein channel. It's about two minute contact time. As far as the, on the fungus side, we work through the telomerase. So you see all the pins there that when we want to stay young, we want those pins to be aligned. But as we age, if we drink alcohol, drug, whatever, stress, these pins are disturbed, and that's when we start wrinkling and losing hair and turning gray. Yeah, exactly. So I didn't get that chance. It just fell. So we disturb those pins. We do the opposite of what humans want. We want them aligned. We disturb them in seconds, 30 seconds to 2 minutes for fungus, and then it's premature dying of the fungus. So insecticide effect, well, on aphids, thrips, white flies, it's a great product. We used it for many years. Psyllids for citrus industry, widely used in Florida. So this is what you will see on powdery mildew, downy mildew. You will apply on the leaf 30 seconds later. Whenever it dries, if it takes a minute, 10 minutes, you will only see the scar and the disease is gone. It goes inside, and we'll see how it travels. This was control of the canker in Central America. On the left is the control. On the right is TimeGuard. You see the disease is gone after it left its spot. Again, on the left is the control. On the right is with TimeGuard. Antifungal activity. Well, phenols are the best way to control a fungal. And the last one is the ether. The funny thing is the fourth best one is alcohol, and that's what nurses and doctors use in hospital room, and it's not the best one. So this is to show how the product becomes systemic. You'll have a lot of oils out there. They will be a surface. This one is completely systemic. So what we did is we took a citrus tree and took some leaves off of a branch, sent them out for a lab. We covered the branch with a plastic bag and applied TimeGuard to the rest of the tree. And then we waited 4 hours, and you see the amount of parts per million of our products were up to 100 parts per million. And after 24 hours, that's 400 parts per million. To control the Fusarium 4 generation and all Fusarium, we're talking 300 parts per million. So in 24 hours, we're at 400. So we know we controlled it. It's like Drano. It travels for the whole tree. This is something that was done by the University of Florida a few years ago, showing that 100 parts per million, we control 100% of the HLB. Again, remember, in only 4 hours, it translocated to the whole tree. That's why the growers, this is something that we did. We work with growers because universities sometimes take too long to test and get their interest level high. Sometimes they oversee products like ours. But the growers see it and they say, hey, it worked. Why? They don't know why, but it works. We go back to university and they validate why the growers are saying it works. It's kind of working in reverse. This was done by a lab in Canada. We're showing it works on Pythium, Fusarium, Rhizoctonia, Botrytis, 100% coverage at 0.25%. This is the one I was telling you about, the Holland, that said that at 300 parts per million, we have complete control over the Fusarium 4 generation. That's a panic right now, the most popular food in the world, which is banana. Costa Rica also evaluated at 300 parts per million. We do have 100% control over Fusarium. These are PCR levels in citrus industry where they show high PCR means the tree is no longer sick at 32. It's not sick. Where we all went all the way up to 40 after only 6 months of application of TimeGuard on highly infected trees with HLB. Cornell did some trials on the onions. You see the 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth one, 18.8, the incidence of fire blight on apple trees. The other one is on onion. TimeGuard also had a higher yield on their trial. Again, the bulb size higher using TimeGuard evaluation against bacterial disease on tomatoes. I'm just flying through this just to show you how we did our investigation and how we attack the market. TimeGuard is Washington State Organic Certified and also BCS Kiwa, which gives us international certification. We sell a lot to Asia. Del Monte and Dole sell their product to Japan and South Korea, and that's why they need a Kiwa. AgriPest is the latest one of our product. Don't have too much information. This is the label. It's TimeWall, which is exactly, it's a TimeGuard. We added rosemary to it. Rosemary is extremely good insecticide, so we decided to blend both of them together. And again, it's an organic product. You have to use less of it for better control of the aphids, psyllids, any sucking insects. Weed Slayer is a product we launched last year. Well, you see by the name, it is an herbicide. It's completely organic. How does it work? Well, we have part A and part B. We take eugenol, which is clove oil extract, just like we did with thyme. We took a very, very small molecule of thyme. We'll do the same thing with clove oil, which is called eugenol. We mix it with molasses on the part A, and the part B is a biosurfactant. So eugenol by itself would be a great herbicide if you apply it at 5, 6%, but tremendously expensive, and growers could not afford it. So we went and decided to go the smallest amount of eugenol we can use, and how do we translocate it throughout the plant or the weed is using a biosurfactant. It will grab this molecule and transport it all the way down to the root system. And that's what it does. So you see in Geneva, New York, on the left-hand side, and about 10, 14 days later, complete control, even of the thistle. In Florida, we have 8-foot-tall Canadian thistle. I wait till they go. It grows all the way up to September, and then we just knock them down in about 7 to 10 days. This is Florida down there, before and after, in about 10 days. Around trees, complete dying. And that seed dies forever. It's not a burn down. It will die. It will never come back. But you can seed almost immediately, and it will not affect that seed. As when the product reaches its destination in the soil, it just stops working. So it works great on nutsedge, purslane, and crabgrass. This is in Zilla, Washington. You see the roots all the way, goes all the way to the root system. Whoop. And this is vinegar on the left and Weed Slayer on the right. The vinegar is a knockdown. It's a burn down. It will work for 5 days. And after that, the same weed will come right back up. What we do also, like mentioned, we have also a biological division. So we make our own biologic. These are what we studied for many, many years is the synergy between the bacteria. You'll have microorganisms that will have a tendency of creating resistance, or they don't work very well with others, but we make sure that each one of them comes out at a different time of a spore, and you have the whole list here and what they do as far as microbiological biology. So amylokid fashion, pumilus, you probably know some of those. They all have different benefits, antifungal, antibacteria, some are growth promoting, and they all work very, very well together. This is another one in Spanish. It was done in South America, where we also control fusarium with the AgriGold. So you could use TimeGuard, but if you go to a higher dose, you might kill some of the beneficial one. If you go with AgriGold, then you'll control them and improve the beneficial bacteria you have in your soil. Again, the soil on the AgriGold on fusarium, 100% kill at 2 quarts per acre. Again, certificate of organic. This one is AgriGold SD. It's for soil disease. So it's a brother of the AgriGold, but we have different bacillus, and we have also some streptomyces in there. And what you will see here is on fusarium, you can go only 1 quart per acre. This one is more designed for disease as AgriGold was. We had different assays before we launched a product, how it interacts with oxygen, and the weight presents, it survives in the presence or absence of oxygen. Kite Gold. This one is a very special product. It's a blend of Bacillus chitinosporus and chitosan. So we have access in Canada to one of the largest stockpile of crustacean shells. Everything that we don't eat, the shells, the claws, everything else, we take it and we extract chitosan out of it. And just happens that chitosan is a favorite food for that Bacillus chitinosporus that we identified and registered and patented the process. The Bacillus will eat the chitosan and exude chitinase, which we know is lethal to anything made of skin out of chitin. Kite Gold has been around for about 3 years right now, but what we saw is not only it's a soil amendment, but it also controls a lot of disease, but it's a great SI elicitor. We see that plants, it helps take nutrition, the plant is healthier and fights disease by itself. Growers are telling us when they use a lot of Kite Gold, they use less ThymeGuard. So we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot, but yet we have happier growers. And the plants grow faster and bigger. These are stuff that we did this in New York, upstate New York. The diameter of the Honeycrisp is bigger when you use, here we call it NemGuard Gold, but it's the real name of it is Kite Gold. We change the name along the road. We have bigger trunk, bigger yield, more leaves, longer branch, everything. Nothing to do with disease. It's just the fact that it's a great SIR elicitor and intake of nutrition. The test that was done, a potted tomato trial at the University of Idaho, shows an increase in root mass. The Kite Gold and control on the left, 147% increase on fresh root weight and dry root weight. You see the difference there. This one was done in nematodes in South America. In South America, the product is called NemGuard Gold, and it's the same thing. This one is used over there for nematodes. It's been approved over there while in the United States we're still going through the process with the EPA to be called a nematicide. So you see the difference there on the left and the right using the NemGuard against the a second category nematicide. Again, it's called Nemequin. Better control. We could go down here to time. I'm thinking the time. I don't know how we're doing on time. T-I-M-E. We can talk about T-H-Y-M-E then? Okay. Time to Clean is a little brother of the ThymeGuard. It is made for post-harvest. We've seen companies in Costa Rica, pineapple companies, using Time to Clean for post-harvest. Eliminates the biofilm, and it's protecting the plant to travel overseas. Normally, they were talking 15 to 18 days on the ocean. Now we went up to 30 days. So finally, Costa Rica is reaching the shores of Russia. Asia, for the first time in their life, they were limited to North America and part of South America. Now they could go overseas all the way down to Asia. So the way it works, eliminate the biofilm. You see how it works. The disinfectant there normally will leave the biofilm on top, where the ThymeGuard will come in or Time to Clean and actually breaks through that that film and go work and kill that bacteria. It dissolves fat. Suspends dirt, so it breaks the cell wall. Deep penetration, advantage and benefits. Well, broad spectrum action of bacteria, non-toxic, non-irritation, it's great for marijuana. There's no residue, so you can actually apply the same day. There's no re-entry interval. You could go back to your field. The employees don't have to wear masks or any protection gear. We always ask for eyes, obviously, but it's absolutely non-toxic. Long-lasting effect. So if you see the characteristic comparison between Time to Clean and other competition, it's not carcinogenic, and all the other ones have certainly a slant to it toward the completely organic product. Efficacy claims, we have the Time to Clean is on the left-hand side. There's no registration as EPA because it's on the EPA 25B exempt list. Main bacterium viruses, well, Salmonella, Esterla, E. coli, we covered them all. And the longest it took was 4 minutes of contact time was a fungal in dairy. I don't know if you can still hear me well. I heard that you... Oh, okay. There you go. Norovirus, we got them all covered. It's pretty incredible. This one that's here looks a little monster, right? little blue one. It's pretty bad. Efficacy, you got them all there, list, and perhaps more, but these are the ones that we were asked to trial for by different labs. This one was done by Eurofin. Active ingredient, it's clear and yellow liquid, slightly turbid. It looks a little bit like water, but like yellow water. So the way it works, and you have the 100 million counts on the outside after cleaning stage, sometime you have a little soap, you still have some bacteria, but you got to go all the way down to the last one, and that's what we do. Total kill all the way down. Post infection, nothing is left. Cleaning and disinfection, conventional method recommendation, food safety. Pre-rinse, you disinfect. You pre-rinse, you clean, scrub, rinse, and after that, you disinfect again. Time to clean. You can save some steak because he does a lot of steps for you. Farm food safety, FSMA and GAP. Well, we comply with them. All the steps, even transport. Dosage, normally we recommend at 1% maximum. For some fruits and vegetables, you have to say at 0.5%. Some bananas, you don't want to affect the... we actually have better results on the lower dose than a higher dose. We talked about that, the post-harvest and storage. Come on back. You're recirculating. This is a test that was done by Cornell University 2 years ago on apple crates where there's resistance. This one is for the blue, I think it's the blue mold that was done. And the professor, Kerry Cox, said that it was the best product they use out there. It's better than the steam that they were using, steaming the crates. They just spray that, you leave it, you don't need to dry it, rinse it, and just keep it like that. And the apples last much longer. This was done in Guatemala. This is what you see in Costa Rica on the pineapples. You put it before the wax or after the wax, it doesn't matter, it's the same efficacy. So just to let you know, because I know some of you guys are looking for opportunities, our company's growing. These are the immediate job posting that we have for lab assistant in Geneva, New York, where we have our microbiology, production manager in our new plant here, Reno, Nevada, and regulatory affairs. We need someone helping us with registration process as we're growing so fast, and we need help in that regard. So I hope I didn't put you to sleep. Chase people away. Thank you very much.